What's happening, podcast lands? Yeah, what's going on? Happy start of summer. Happy June 21st. Or as people say, the summer solstice? Fuck, I don't even know what the fuck the word is. I'm going to go with solstice. That sounds about right, right? But anyways, right before we get into this really ridiculous podcast, I just want to let you know that it's brought to you by Silence and Solitude. Based out of Southern New Jersey, Silence and Solitude is a metalcore quintet that consists of Shane Roxas, Colby Hempel, Cody Mitchell, Alexander Coates, and Justin Pomper. The band formed in early 2015 and made their debut in September the following year, 2016, having spent the previous year writing and recording. Well, what did that lead up to? Well, their debut album, Resurgence, came out in December of 2016, and it debuted at number 20 on the iTunes Metal Charts. They have released music videos for their singles Suffering, Deceiver, and for the cover of Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. Not bad. But if you don't want to take my word for it, if you don't want to take the band's word for it, Andrew's going to be a stubborn asshole. Well, what about New Transcendence? They said that Resurgence is a must-listen for 2016, without a doubt, especially for fans of metal and its subgenres. If you're looking for something that is emotionally powerful, but not too whiny, aggressive, but not hate-filled, and will stand the test of time, this is the album you've been searching for. For more information, visit www.silenceandsolitude.com. Episode 125 is also brought to you by 627. Imagine the Foo Fighters and Muse stuffed in an underground studio during the nuclear holocaust with nothing but Weezer and Radiohead albums to session. Well, you don't have to imagine any longer. You just have to listen to 627. Delivering the attitude of an underdog and the punch of a champion. 627's chunky guitar riffs, charismatic vocals, and emotional solos are the most beautiful ass-whooping your ears will have ever taken. For more information, hit up dub7records.com, that's D-U-B, the number 7records.com, and like them on Facebook, facebook.com/SIXTWOSEVEN, and then the number 627, so 627-627. So, let's get into it. This is the longest podcast of the year episode, which basically is the shortest podcast that we've done all year. I'm not too sure what the rest of the year holds. All I know is that December 21st, we're going to go for the shortest podcast of the year, which we're going to attempt the longest podcast of the year. So here it is. The record time to beat is 23 minutes and 4 seconds. And both Dan and I are going to attempt to go after that record. We're going to try to hit that sweet spot right in between 20 minutes and 23:03. If we can hit some time in between that, I think that'd be a miracle. Does it happen? Well, I guess you're going to have to check it out, because we start at a certain moment and we stop at a certain moment, and then we briefly discuss right after afterwards what happens. So, anyways, without further ado, here's episode 125 coming right at you. And here's my voice again in this lovely intro. From out of the wasteland of generic podcasts and radio shows, one has emerged. It prides itself on having conversations with the most talented musicians from all over the world. If you like a boring question and answer interview, this isn't for you. If you want deep conversations about anything and everything, you've come to the right place. Your new favorite show starts now, and its name is Behind the Barricade.
What up?
Hey, all right. I think we're rocking and we're rolling here.
I believe so.
Nice. Okay, so this is a very special episode.
Especial.
Exactly. It's like those the sitcoms back in the 90s that taught everyone a special lesson.
And what is the lesson today? Keep it short.
The lesson today is how two talkers that love doing inane conversations can hit a sweet spot between 20 minutes and 23 minutes and 4 seconds.
That G-spot?
That G-spot. We got to hit that G-spot, and we got to hit it hard.
Why are we hitting it?
Hey, most girls say that it doesn't exist, but God damn it, we're going to be on a search for it.
If we hit it, we'll prove the myth.
Yes.
True.
Okay, so hold on. The timer thing. The stopwatch ready. There we go. Stopwatch. Okay. So right before we do this, Dan and I were discussing on what we should talk about today, since there's really not much going on in the music world. I mean, you have the little argument between Chad Kroeger and Corey Taylor of Slipknot, which is pretty stupid, but we're gonna speak about that.
Kind of funny though.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. And you know, there's, like I said, there's not much going on. And today is the start of summer. It is the summer solstice. Solstice.
Yeah, you got that last one right.
Cool. Solstice is the first day of summer, which in turn is the longest day of the year. This is the day where the sun is out the longest and you have the most daylight out of any single day of the year. And basically after today, it gets darker by, I think, a minute.
Every day gets a minute darker?
Yeah.
Really?
Until we hit the winter solstice, which is December 21st, where it's the shortest day of the year, the shortest amount of sunlight in the day. Anyways, enough with that boring shit. Instead of doing the longest podcast today and
bore the shit out of you.
Yes. To coincide with the summer solstice. There we go. I'm starting to say that right.
Second one in a row.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that another like five times.
Solstice. It's kinda hard to say fast.
I'm not concerned about saying it fast. I'm concerned about saying it correctly, goddammit. Yeah.
Fast and correct.
Solstice. There we go.
Kick to it.
Anyways, instead of having it the longest podcast of the year, being on the longest day of the year, I decided to take the opposite of that and make this the shortest podcast of the year. So I went through every single episode that we've done this year between episode 83. Jesus Christ.
The hell is that?
It's a fucking motorcycle.
God damn it.
Whatever. This is complete shit so far, and I do apologize, but I'm looking at my Audacity right now, and if I don't say anything, all I see is, like, little waves. It's like, which is quite funny. But anyways, we are going to do the shortest podcast of the year, and after looking through, I really should close my window, but I know he's going to leave in, like, 3 seconds. And
he's just standing in front of your house. He's sitting in front of your house just doing burnouts.
That asshole. Okay, he's gone. All right. So, like I said, we're going to do the shortest podcast of the year of 2017 so far. So, after looking between episode, I believe, 83 and, I guess, 124, what we just released yesterday, the time to beat is 23 minutes and 4 seconds, done by our very own Tiffany. Yes, when she interviewed Jeremy of The Devil Wears Prada. I think episode 101, 102, one of those. And so now I'm going to take a stopwatch. I'm going to hit go. And I'm not going to look at it until we are completely done. Our main goal right now is to get between 20 minutes and 23 minutes and 3 seconds. If we hit that spot, I don't know. There's really no celebration or anything. It's just something really cool.
It's just a personal challenge.
Yeah, it's a little personal challenge since we do ramble a lot on this show. I mean, fuck, our last episode was over 2 hours. So we like to talk. No denying that.
I'm pretty sure it's starting out off on the wrong foot.
Oh, definitely on the wrong foot. This is
like it's
going to
be another 2 hour.
It's like 4 or 5 minutes of just babble right now. Anyways, let's get it started, and we are going to begin in 3, 2, 1, bam. All right, we are starting. Daniel, what's happening?
I am sitting here in my apartment all alone with 3 kitties, all sleeping. One's licking, I don't know what that is. Yeah, and it's not licking something that I want to talk about in this podcast, but... All right.
Dan, why are your balls out for a second podcast in a row?
To air them out, and it's comfortable, you know.
Dan, why is there peanut butter all over your testicles?
You just got to let loose. That I cannot explain.
No. I don't think anyone can
explain that. I woke up
to
this morning and they were just there.
What was there? Just peanut butter on your testicles?
No, that was gone.
Oh, that was gone. Okay. Oh, God. Yes. So, not speaking of testicles whatsoever, but maybe having the balls to call them out.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Chad Kroeger of Nickelback calls out Corey Taylor for some inane bullshit, calling Stone Sour Nickelback Light. I don't hear it.
Shouldn't it be Nickelback Heavy?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm pretty sure they're heavier than Nickelback. Well, as of now, anyway.
Well, Stone Sour has always been heavier than Nickelback. Even their latest song, even like if we compare Through Glass to Photograph, Stone Sour is way heavier.
That's true.
Yeah. So,
although people act like Nickelback never is heavy.
Yeah.
They act like they're the pussiest band ever, but when they actually have a lot of older, heavy stuff. Some of their new stuff is kind of heavy, but...
Yeah, and they just came out with a new album, which I still haven't listened to.
Yeah, I haven't either. I kind of lost interest on them after, I don't know, one of the newer albums, I kind of lost it.
Yeah. I think they have to be one of the only hard rock bands that hasn't had like a hit single in like the last three or four albums and are still playing amphitheaters.
Yeah, and they're still kind of popular.
No, they're still very popular.
For some reason, I feel like one of their songs was, you know, that the last Transformers movie with Shia LaBeouf, where they replaced Megan Fox. I feel like they had a couple one song in that Transformers soundtrack, and that was like the album I lost interest on.
Was it like Burn It to the Ground or?
Yeah. Okay. So like two of the songs in the album were good, and then after that, I don't know. I didn't want to check into the album, and then I just lost interest.
Nah, I don't blame you. I mean, they still have a rabid fan base, and I think they're still ginormous in Canada, obviously being from Canada. I don't know. That's the weird thing about Canada. Like, within the U.S., it really doesn't matter if you're from here. You know, you have to basically be a big draw. But, like, if you go to Canada and you see bands like Sum 41, Simple Plan, Billy Talent, all playing arenas, and you're just like, wait a second, they barely play like 1,000-person clubs over here. Like a couple miles away, down in another country, they can't draw the same as, you know, 100 miles away.
Yeah, and isn't there some like metal bands that are huge in like certain areas of the world, but they're like nothing over here?
Yeah. For example, Enter Shikari is massive in England and like the European areas. They come over here and they play like 800-person clubs, and you're like, wait a second, what the hell's going on?
Why would they ever tour in the United States?
Exactly the point. I mean,
Sum 41 was big, but...
Yeah, but I mean, I think they're still ginormous in Canada. Like, I mean, for example, look at the band Protest the Hero.
And then there's some bands that are big everywhere, like Bullet for My Valentine, at least right now.
Yeah, Bullet's been, they've been around for quite a while, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, too, because they're from the UK, yet they're like, most people, if they didn't know, they would think it's like an American band.
Yeah, they do have like that, I don't want to say American swagger to them, but they do have that confidence that a lot of American bands have.
Yeah, but they're so popular in the United States, you think it's a band from the United States. And I guess most people, like in the beginning, they don't care to look where the band's from.
Yeah.
So if you hear them in the United States, you automatically assume they're from the U.S.
Well, it's like AC/DC. I had no idea they were from Australia until like a little bit ago.
I just found out about that.
Because they seem like a European band, or they seem like they're from America. Until they start talking and they're like, whoa, what the fuck's that accent from?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I saw an article. I didn't read it, so I don't know what the science is.
God forbid you read, Dan.
I know, fuck it. I just see, like everybody, see a headline and that's the truth right there. But
yep.
Like they were saying that there's some reason why people, when they're acting or when they're singing, they sound American, but when they talk, it's British.
Yeah, did you know every single person on the show The Wire is like from England and in that area?
Well, I mean, then again, like I was like referring to this, but Joe Rogan in his podcast, he said he used to have a Boston accent. And then he said he saw himself on TV like for some kind of tournament. He's like, I sound like a fucking idiot. So he changed the way he talked. I mean, you know, like, and then people move from certain areas of the world or like from the South up here and then their accents totally go away. So.
Yeah, I like when the accents decide to like peak out here and there. Like with Bill.
Yeah, like Bill Burr.
Bill Burr, yep. Or he's like, he's talking regularly, and then next thing you know, the angry Boston Mick comes out of him, and you're like, oh,
yeah,
my
that's
God.
Just so funny. It's like on and off, yeah. Like back and forth. It's like someone squeaking. Like 1 minute they're squeaking, and the next they're talking fine, and it just keeps coming on and off. Like that's how he is.
Hmm.
Like, I don't know if it's like him trying to do it. Like, oh, shit, I'm not doing the accent. I gotta do that more. Or emphasizing in certain instances.
Yeah. Also thinking about it, if, let's say, you went over to London for a year, would you develop the accent? Like, what's the timetable for that?
Yeah, and I wonder, too, if, like, for instance, like, Bullet for My Valentine, if they kept singing and singing and singing, if they'd lose the accent. I mean, then again, I don't know. I'm pretty sure they've been a band for more than 10 years, and he still speaks British in interviews and stuff, so I don't know.
And then you look at someone like Ozzy Osbourne, who you can't understand regularly, but he sings perfectly, and you're like, wait a second. Yeah, I know what the words coming out of your mouth.
I always think about that. I'm like, his concerts, everyone like still, I don't know, raves about, but they still talk about it, and I'm thinking, you can't even understand a fucking word he's saying. How can you understand what he's saying live? And then people say he actually has it.
Yeah.
I'm like, this guy doesn't even look like he can carry himself. He's so like messed up from drugs, yet he can sing well. I don't understand it.
I don't get it either.
I mean, I wouldn't say he sings like Evanescence or, you know, Amy Lee or someone like that, but
he could still sing the old songs.
Exactly.
You know, we're not talking about like Robert Plant here, which I think is the main holdout out of a Led Zeppelin reunion. I don't think he could hit those notes anymore.
You know what I was thinking about this too?
What?
Do you know any like male performers or like male singers that actually, I mean, I guess it's more prevalent in pop, but do you know any of them that has like an amazing voice live? Like, you know how like there's just so like females, when you hear them, they can just project.
Yeah.
And they can just sing like amazing. And then on the on the album, it sounds almost similar. Like Amy Lee, when I saw her, she was like freaking amazing, and she just projected. I kind of feel like it's less common in males. Like, I don't know if it's just the rock band thing where it's, oh, you know, I play guitar, I might as well sing. Or I want to be in a band, so I might as well try to sing. And, like, yeah, it's something you could learn and develop your voice.
So is your question, do I know of any male singers that can actually sing?
Yeah, basically. Other than, like, Bruno Mars or someone like that.
Okay.
And maybe I'm just referring more to, like, rock and comparing them to just females in general, which more female singers are in like pop or that kind of style. But
okay.
I don't know, just like you Breaking Benjamin, like all these bands, like they're almost terrible live. And then they're awesome on the album. Yet a lot of these female singers, like, I mean, I don't know, Marie Brink's a horrible example, but Amy Lee from Evanescence, Hailstorm, like you see them live and they're amazing. And like you still are like, wow, they have an amazing voice. Whereas the male bands, you're like, ugh. I don't know.
Yeah, you have to tune that down a couple of half steps. Yeah.
I mean, the only person I'd have to say, because, I mean, he kind of is a little girly-ish when he sings. Well, not really. It's just more high-pitched, is Alter Bridge. Like, when I saw him, I'm like, damn, that guy can freaking project.
Miles Kennedy?
But, again, his voice is less manly.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'd also have to put Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden in that category.
But he's got that, like, like that high-pitched. And for instance, who was the guy that was featured on that freaking Room 24 by Volbeat? That guy that you love?
That guy that I love?
He sings like an opera singer.
King Diamond?
Metal. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would assume he's probably great live, too.
Oh, he's phenomenal live.
Mm-hmm. But again, I don't know if it's the whole, like, the men trying to be in a band and not really like being born with the gift of singing and just kind of developing it.
Well, it also depends on how they started off, how they are now, and how well they keep up their voice. Because like we see a lot of metal bands, which is mostly like screaming, and I'd say 8 times out of 10, they're still pretty good with the screams. It's just the bands that go from like screaming to singing, and it's the same person that, you know, sometimes one is better than the other. Like, for example, like A Day to Remember is a perfect example. Jeremy still has it live. He still does great, but you know that he's on his like final legs of doing the whole scream sing type of deal. So.
Yeah. I mean, and for instance, like Red, I mean, I wouldn't say when I listen to them, he's like an amazing voice, but I know that behind the scenes, he's very particular with the way what he does and like how healthy he is. And I think it translates his live show. Like, of course, it doesn't sound like he does in the record, but he does a good job of kind of getting there. But like, I don't know if it's different for like the really, really, really famous pop stars. For instance, like Madonna, she just like, was it Madonna? It was like J-Lo or someone, or no, it was Mariah Carey. Like when I was watching an interview on like what they do and like how they sing and how they warm up, like listening to that, what they do and like their regimen and like they're like obviously like working out and all that stuff. I mean, I know for a fact that, you know, the lead singers, I don't know, maybe Disturbed, he's kind of different, but I know for a fact that certain members like Sum 41 or bands like that, they don't do the shit that these top pop stars, when they sing, they have amazing voices. But then again, I've also never seen like a lot of live videos because I'm that interested. So I don't know how the Mariah Careys are, the Keshas and Miley Cyrus. Like, I don't know how they are live, but I know a lot of them have
most are miss out of a hit or miss situation.
All right, so I guess it's kind of the same for both.
Yeah. But again, like I said, it all depends on the style of music that they sing, how high-pitched it is, how difficult it is, like the range and stuff like that. I mean, if you take like a band like Metallica, I think James Hetfield can do this for, you know, for the rest of his life. You know, just that little low register.
Yeah, but he's not really like singing, you know. It's singing, but it's not in the same vein, you know.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, it's not like, you know, going with other bands in that genre like Anthrax or even a little bit of Megadeth, where there is some singing along with the little spoken word parts here and there.
Yeah, oh my God, Megadeth is the one. I know people like hate on me for it, but I don't know. It's just, I think it's the vocals are terrible. It's just like you said, it's like a spoken, like ramble type. Yeah. I don't know. It's just. And I'm not going to lie, in a lot of the older stuff, he kind of did try to, like, sing a little bit, like, Angry Again. Like, it had kind of, like, a melody to it. And I don't know. And just some of the newer stuff is just, I don't know. The music is great. And some songs are good, but I don't know. I just think they should have went, like, with an actual singer, not just, oh, I'm going to be the lead guitar player and try to do vocals.
Yeah, and even if you look at Megadeth's arguably biggest single, Peace Sells, the entire verse is just, what do you mean I don't support your system? And then he goes, if there's a new way. It's like, oh my God, what the fuck is happening?
it's just crazy to think that they're really popular and then there's some hard rock or metal band out there that's like amazing song-wise and the singer's got a great voice and you'll never hear of them, or they'll never get signed, or they'll just drop off the face of the earth. Again, Megadeth, you know, the guy was in Metallica, and they have amazing guitar players and music, but there's some metal bands out there that have it all, and they'll just never be found.
Yeah, really.
I don't know. I've never understood the whole big thing about Megadeth. I don't know if they get kind of like their popularity from him being in Metallica or what, but
I don't think so. I think that's past. They've established their own fan base, plus they're part of the Big Four.
How old is Dave Mustaine?
Mid to late 50s, maybe 60s.
Dude, it's so funny because I've only really seen him at like this age, like the older 40s, and now, and he just looks like a weird, odd human being. And then I see like random Instagram pics of him like back in the day, and I'm like, dude, he actually was like a pretty good looking dude in some pictures.
He's 55.
Yeah. I mean, I guess a lot of people don't. Some people, like Hetfield, you know, obviously if you go from like back in the day when Metallica
had hair.
Yeah, and he had his like shirt off and all that crap. When he had long hair too. he looks a little different, but dude, he's someone that like aged almost awesome, like perfectly, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, he
looks old, but like he's still got that look. But the guy from Megadeth, you're like, ugh.
Well, then again, Dave Mustaine did a lot of drugs.
Exactly. But yeah, I'm sure. You think Hetfield did?
I'm sure he did, but I'm sure he also stopped. Or maybe he just stuck with maybe drinking.
Well, yeah, remember he was an alcoholic. He had to go to rehab and stuff.
I thought that was pills. I don't remember.
I could have sworn in the Rogan interview it was alcohol.
Huh.
I don't remember.
Yeah, neither do I.
It's not important.
It really isn't. I mean, okay, now the question for you is, do we stop? Do you feel like this is between the 20-minute mark?
I feel like we're probably about to go over.
Really?
Why? What time was it? How many
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I'm just saying when we say stop, I'm going to look at the stopwatch.
Oh, so we're not actually saying, at 20 minutes, we're done.
I don't know. I don't know if this is the shortest podcast or not. Up to you, man. I think we might be on that sweet spot, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, I mean, I could have kept going.
Well, I know we could have kept going, and we're going to go a little longer, you know, after this. I just want to see. All right. Should we hit stop?
All right. Any plugs?
No. Buy our merch. BehindTheK.com. Yeah.
Please support us.
Yes. Also, don't forget to vote for local band showcase. Voting ends Friday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
Who's in the lead?
Shit. Now you're asking me weird questions. Questions I should know the answers to. Hold on.
I should know that too.
Yeah, you set up the goddamn poll.
I know, right?
But then again,
I set up all the polls.
Oh, well, good for you. All right, out of 164 votes, we have Embers Awake at 63 votes. The Continual is in second place with 47. Postcards from the Moon, 34. Ever Aura is at 19. And Ashes in the Sky with 1.
Shit, Continual's in second. They were in first.
The Continual, that, like I said on Facebook yesterday, it seemed like every single post was about the Continual.
Exactly. I was going to say that.
God damn. Embers Awake out of nowhere. Holy shit.
Wasn't it like they were winning, like, they had 40 votes and the other bands didn't have anything and now they're in second?
I think Embers Awake started off with, like, 40-something, and then you had two bands, I think Postcards and The Continual, were at second at, like, I don't know, 18 or 19. And then The Continual just shot up yesterday, and then today, Embers Awake just goes up by, like, 20.
Yeah, I mean, props to The Continual, but I don't know if we've discussed this already, but is it a good idea to take all the bands that won and throw them into a battle?
Yeah.
Like a big battle at the end of the year, maybe?
I don't know if it's going to be at the end of the year.
Like a prize or something?
I think if we hit 32 bands, or if we do like 28 and we do like the four top like second place winners.
We could do like a huge bracket thing.
That's my plan.
March Madness bracket?
Yes, even though I don't think it might. I don't know. Will this happen in March?
It could do it in March.
If it goes up to March, we'll do it in March. But I think we're on, what, week 9?
Yes. Okay. Next week will be 10, yeah.
All right. So next week would be the last one. So that'll be that. All right. So that one's 10. So let's say there's 4 weeks in every month. And we have, what, 6 more months? That's 24. That'd be 34 by the end of the year. So we might do something at Christmas time then.
Yeah. Christmas.
Yep.
Extravaganza or whatever the hell you'd call it.
Now, that was episode 100, and that was the live celebration extravaganza.
Extravaganza.
Okay. I think this is a perfect time to tap out just to see where we're at, okay?
Yeah. All right.
3, 2, we're not going to disconnect or anything. We're just going to see where we're at, okay? And stop. Damn it, Dan.
I'm stopped.
No, I stopped. We are, you're not going to believe this. It is, yes, the shortest podcast, but we were 12 seconds away from hitting 20 minutes.
So we weren't even 20 minutes? Holy shit.
We were at 19 minutes and 48 seconds.
It's so funny how fast it goes, but it felt like it was like a half hour.
Yeah. Dude, we talked about nothing.
Exactly. We talked about Stone Sour and Nickelback and
people's voices.
Vocalists and, that's it. Yeah, exactly. And a little bit of Megadeth aging.
Damn. Yeah, well, I mean, obviously when people find the... Well, when people see the final, length of this podcast, it's different because we're going to have the intro in there, and we're going to close out with some song. I don't know what the fuck song. And do one by Megadeth?
Yeah, might as well. Okay. Anger Again. I love that song.
Anger Again?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Done. Anything else, Dan? Oh, you have a show.
Hell yeah. Dead Tide Show this Saturday, the 24th. I think we're going on at 4 at Dingbats, New Jersey. It's got a huge metal fest with a whole bunch of bands that I've never heard of. Probably have. I just didn't really look into it too much.
Probably not.
So busy. You know, got shit to do.
Is that what
got
you call
drums
it?
To build.
Oh, yeah.
Got podcasts and episodes to put up and websites to mess with. And an email list that's coming out.
You're goddamn right.
So if you want to join, go to the contact behindthegate.com/contact. Put in your email and name and stuff. Well, I don't think you have to put in your name, but just fill that out and you'll get some updates, which won't be that often considering no one else has gotten an update yet. So when you get one, it'll probably be a podcast episode, some merch ideas and contests and all that good stuff. So
yeah, we're going to have fun with this.
Hell yeah.
We're going to maybe write a brief little note saying how our day or how our week has been, because you motherfuckers really want to know about that.
Exactly. If there's any big bands that start with an H and end with a H, right? That we might be interviewing. You might find out about it through an email notification.
Yeah. Or I could just tell you right now, the band is Hell Yeah.
Damn it.
Aha. I fucked up your spoiler.
It's all right. I knew you were going to do that.
Yeah. Well,
just fuck it up.
Well, nothing is 100% official.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Hell Yeah's people reached out to us seeing if we wanted to interview the band. I was like, yes. In a heartbeat, yes.
We have Mudvayne?
Hey, if I get Chad, I'll be happy. But, I mean, any of them will be awesome.
Yeah, I'd take Vinny.
Oh, yeah. But if it is Vinny, I would like to know beforehand, and I would like him to bring over his famous barbecue.
Oh, please.
How many times have I mentioned Vinnie Paul's barbecue on this goddamn podcast?
A couple times.
I remember spending a good, 15 to 20 minutes on that talking with Rich Ward.
So do you think they'd have that barbecue at Warped Tour if they played?
Oof. That's an interesting question, because for everyone that doesn't know, Warped Tour on most nights ends with a barbecue, and they usually have one band that sets up the entire barbecue in exchange to play on the tour. Like last year was Reckless Serenade, who we interviewed, which was pretty cool. And they actually broke up.
Oh,
I saw the post, I think a couple months.
Not done.
Yeah, it was like a couple months after Warped. They're like, yeah, we're done. I'm like, yeah, great. Yeah, well.
Yeah, I wonder if you can, like, any fans get in on those.
Didn't Tiffany say she did?
Probably.
Yeah, Tiffany's our social butterfly. Basically, she's... How do I say this nicely? She's like a... I want to say...
Part that just won't go away? No, I'm just joking, Tiffany.
That's where I was... I was going to go with, like, Mosquito.
Oh, I'm just...
But, like... But people want her around.
Exactly, yeah, she's popular.
So, I think we should stick with social butterfly.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
That's a beautiful name.
Exactly. Tiffany SB, Social Butterfly, or SBT, Social Butterfly Tiffany. There we go. I'm just spitballing ideas here.
Exactly.
All right. Anything else?
Nope.
All right, Dan. I hope you enjoy the rest of this summer solstice. Fuck! Summer solstice.
Just say it a couple more times.
Summer solstice, summer solstice, summer solstice, summer solstice, summer solstice.
Summer sausage.
Yes. It feels like I have a little bit of a lisp. Solstice.
Exactly.
Yeah, well. All right, Dan. I probably won't see you on Saturday.
Yeah, I wish. I wish it was going.
Yeah. I mean, for those who don't know, Saturday is the big New York Derby, or Derby.
Derby, like a normal person.
Yeah, I know. But everyone says Derby, I think. It's spelled Derby, and it's the two MLS teams from the New York area facing each other. So you have the New York Red Bulls versus the NYC FC. And the Red Bulls just beat NYC FC, what was it, 2-0? 1-0?
One. Yeah, it was 1.
1-0 actually a week ago today.
Yeah.
Damn. And the cool part about it is, I don't know if you saw the Facebook post or get the local newspaper, the Star Ledger, but Tyler Adams is on the front page.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. And for those of you that don't know, Tyler Adams is a homegrown player. Basically, he's been in the New York Red Bulls Youth Association or whatever the hell you want to call it since he was 10. And he just got called up, I think last year or 2 years ago when he was 16 years old. Now he's 18 years old playing on the first team, on the New York Red Bulls main team. And Saturday is also his high school graduation. And there was a big story today on whether he was going to go to the graduation or if he was going to play in the game. And I'm happy to report that Tyler Adams will be playing this Saturday. So, should be playing pretty well. Yeah, he kicked ass last Wednesday.
You can't tell he's young.
No. He's
shit, I look younger than him. I'm 27 years old.
The kid's a machine. You know, he was not quite like Matt Miazga, but he's around that.
And some playing time, in the words of Nickelback, feed the machine. You like that?
I see what you did there. That's how you tie everything up.
Exactly.
Now, on that note, what was that Megadeth song?
Angry Again.
Angry Again. Here's Angry Again by Megadeth. Daniel, it's always a pleasure.
Peace.
All right, later, man.
Stop this.